every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NEOA, CAGA, PA, SLA, SLA, ACR, RR, MM, DARA, HA, PA.
What's RA?
I don't know. That just came up as another letter that sounds like it should have an
Recovery
A after
Anonymous.
It. Recovery Anonymous. Oh my God.
When you need to recover from all the recovery groups you're in.
Dude.
Wow. We should start those
12 step anonymous. You know what? That's what we should do as a topic. Anyway, welcome.
Then.
My name is Bruce B. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always with
Shelley
and Mark.
Sweet.
So, because you've got to get out of the studio, do we have to talk really fast now?
No, what are you talking about? I'm not reading like the 12 traditions. Like Shelley, you can blaze through the whole thing in 30 seconds.
No, not 30 seconds.
60
seconds.
1 minute.
She can read the 12 traditions in 1 minute in the meeting.
I did 57 seconds once.
I know.
57. You know, in case anyone wants to really understand and get to know what the traditions are about, Shelley blazes through them in under a minute.
Yeah, so don't ask me.
So your chance of understanding any of that, Mr. Newcomer, are zero.
Okay.
But you know what? If you're a newcomer in a meeting, you're not hearing anyway.
No.
Yeah. The people that are into the traditions know them and already have accepted them and understand them. The people that are there new don't really give a crap. And you know what? Right after the traditions is when we go on the smoke break. So the faster we get through the traditions, the faster I smoke.
Then why do we even read them?
Because you have to. Because it's the law.
We were in our quite irreverent Saturday night meeting last night, which you guys skipped to go get drunk, and
yeah,
go back to the last show. sorry about that.
I was all tanked up on oranges.
Yeah, and we were doing the obligatory at the end of the meeting reports and announcements.
Yeah,
and the chair from one of the other areas was there, and he pointed out to us afterwards that they have actual writings of how to announce the different things like H&I and all those, and that we should get the readings sent to us and put them in the little plastic inserts so we can all announce things properly so people know what the hell we're talking about.
Really?
Yeah.
So when someone says helpline,
I laughed. Yeah, because see, like, I'm in a Monday meeting and we go helpline and everybody goes needs help. H&I, hi. You know?
Yeah.
So, okay, we've bantered enough.
Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Okay, we have to do shout-outs to Sarah, Robert, Fran, David, and somebody else that I've forgotten now because I've moved my page over and I can't see it.
Those are the same shout-outs as last show.
I know, we have to do Phil. Sorry about that, Phil. Didn't mean to forget you.
Phil!
Okay. Apparently, I didn't know this.
I did.
Oh, okay. Well, then why didn't you tell me?
Well, I don't know. I didn't know you were interested.
Apparently, there was a riot the other day in Los Angeles.
Just do the next story. We've already talked about this one.
We already talked about this one. In front of Grauman's Chinese Theater.
Yes, there was.
Really?
There was a riot.
This is funny.
It was at the premiere of... let's see if I can get the right name. Insomniac's Electronic Daisy Carnival Experience. I have no clue what that is. Sounds bizarre.
200 invited guests.
My guess is that that's not an Academy Award contender.
Well, no, there were 600 invited guests, but only 200 made it in.
Right.
Because because of the riot, and the police had to come out and, like, push
and
the
how many
back.
People showed up?
Oh, thousands.
And why was that?
I have no idea, because I don't know who these people are. Oh, DJ Cascade.
DJ Cascade announced he was going to be performing outside, and thousands of people showed up.
Who the hell is DJ Cascade?
I don't know.
Could have been DJ Paolo.
It doesn't even say that in the story. It just says that he showed up.
Yeah, well, he was supposed to show up, and he had put out on either Twitter or MyFace or one of those stupid things you guys
do. MyFace.
MyFace.
Yeah, you know, Bruce used to tell me I sit for hours on MyFace or whatever it is. So. But, yeah, whatever.
MyFace.com.
Yeah. MySpace.
Dude, that's Facebook. What they need. You know what? MyFace.com. It's not MySpace. It's not Facebook.
It's MyFace.
By the way, what? I tried the new Google Plus.
It sucks.
Wow.
Yeah, it's...
There goes that sponsorship. Let me cancel that one.
Oh, well, like we were going to get Google.
it's beta. They're beta
We'd
testing. We'd
never be able to pull
Google.
They were starting
with us on Monday.
It could get good later. Hey, you know what? They paid $1 billion for YouTube. They might pay a couple hundred thousand for us.
For your tube?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, anyway, he announced that he was going to be spinning.
Spinning.
So all these people showed up, and he wasn't spinning. And it got a little nuts.
Why wasn't he spinning?
Don't know.
Because he was there for the show.
Because there was a riot.
Because there was no meth available?
Because there was a riot.
He wasn't spinning because there was no meth.
Okay, you guys remember back in the day when you were carpet crawlers or carpet critters or whatever?
Yes, I
vaguely.
Remember it well.
Looking for little rocks in the carpet?
Vaguely.
That skill would have come in handy.
Not so much
would
in the
come
carpet.
In handy now, actually. If you wanted to, you could go to New York City and become a gold wrangler. Apparently, if you get down on all fours and you have a pair of tweezers, you can pick up specks of gold, silver, and jewels that have fallen off of clothing and jewelry racks as they're rolled from trucks into stores. There's one man, actually, reported that he earned $819 in 6 days of prospecting on the streets of New York.
Wow. Really?
That's what it says.
Wow.
Published in the New York Post.
Why don't you just go do that thing like there's some show on, like, I don't know, Travel Channel, and it's like Treasure Hunters or something. It gives all these places where you can go and find stuff. Like, there's a place in Arizona where there's, like, gold, and you take your metal detector, and you can act. You're not going to get, like, giant chunks of gold, but you get gold.
You know
right
what the part of
the top of the
You
ground.
Know what the part of the story is they left out?
What?
$700 of it was people throwing dollar bills at a guy crawling around on the ground with a pair of tweezers.
Yeah.
Hey, look at the nut.
Help him, Johnny. Help him.
Give him a few bucks, will you?
Awesome.
Let me see. Oh, here's an interesting one. In Mumbai, India, a company called Aegis Communications announced that it will hire about 10,000 new employees to work in its call centers.
Is this AEGIS?
Yes.
Yeah, Aegis.
I know exactly who it is, actually.
They're going to hire 10,000 new employees to work in their call centers.
Well, we should apply.
Fielding customer service problems.
We should apply.
Those jobs, however, are going to be outsourced from India back to America. $12 to $14 an hour.
Okay, wait a minute. Whoa. So they're going to hire 100,000 people and then immediately 10,000. Give 10,000 and give their jobs away to Americans?
Isn't that awesome?
No. We have outsourced a bunch of our call center jobs to India. Now this Indian company, Aegis, is outsourcing their calls to us.
Oh. They want people to be able to understand them?
Apparently.
Should I change my name?
To Bob?
To Mungabi Budaras?
No, you know what happens?
My name is Mbabagi.
Haven't you ever had like the customer service call and you talk to the guy on the phone and he's like, I am here to be helping you with your tech support. And then you go, what's your name? And he goes, Bob. I'm like, I don't think
I have
so.
A guy now. What's your name? My name is John Adams.
John Adams.
Can I speak to George Washington?
Yeah. My name is John Adams.
That's what I said to him, actually. Can I speak to George Washington?
Wait a minute. Another guy comes on. I am here to help you. My name is George Washington.
Well, I'm talking to the guy, and every time I talk to him, I'd finish it by saying John Adams. Why do you keep saying my name? I said, because I find it really amusing that your name is John Adams.
Yeah, in India.
Yeah.
Should be like Habib or something.
Yeah.
Raymond.
Yeah, Raymond Habibi.
Sorry, hold on.
You should have stopped this long ago.
She's having orange reflux.
No, I'm
You should have stopped this long ago.
We what?
You should have stopped us long ago.
Why?
I don't know.
We're only at 8 minutes.
Okay.
No, you should have stopped Bruce and I, not stopped the boot news.
Oh. In
Florida.
In Miami, actually. Or no, sorry, Orlando. Whoops, wrong city.
The second happiest place on earth?
Yes. Although he may live in a pineapple under the sea, he is now wanted for armed robbery.
SpongeBob.
SpongeBob SquarePants held up a 7-Eleven convenience store on Thursday in Orlando.
He's hit hard times. Show's just not as popular as it used to be.
Detective said that was a first.
How much money did he get?
It was an unspecified amount. It said a drawer full of cash.
A drawer full of cash.
Was it more than the guy with the tweezers in New York got?
Probably, because the guy hadn't done his drop yet.
Wow. Probably a lot easier, too.
Wow. How interesting. The guy in the SpongeBob uniform or costume robs a guy just before he does his drop. You think you know it's anyone that works there?
That's quite possible.
Things that make you go, Since Arsenio Hall's not on anymore, I suppose we could use that.
In West Haven, Connecticut, Michelle Godino just had a baby. Congratulations. Unfortunately, she will not be taking her baby home.
Who?
How many drugs did
Michelle
it test
Godino.
Positive for?
The Who baby actually tested clean.
Oh.
What's the issue?
The mother tested dirty, barely. She claims that she'd had, the day before she gave birth, that she had had a large poppy seed Danish that had poppy seeds on the inside and sprinkled on the outside.
And if the baby was clean, I have to believe that.
And they, you know, regularly urine test mothers.
And I'm really
in
surprised
hospitals.
The baby would be clean, too. But.
And, yeah, and they regularly test mothers and infants now in hospitals. And they remove the child, and she is up in arms about it, and I can't say I blame her.
That will be a bone of contention there.
Yeah, she's suing.
Because it's pretty clear, they tell you all the time, if you think you're going to drug test, that you should not eat poppy seed.
They do.
She claims she didn't know about that.
Well, you know, I know.
Well, who thinks you're going to be drug tested for having a baby?
Everybody gets drug tested having a baby.
Yeah, no.
As a matter of fact, I know someone who's very likely going to lose her kid because of that. She doesn't know it yet, but she's gone in to be... You know, had blood work and stuff done when you're going in for your regular OBGYN stuff, and they've already tested her positive. And if she tests positive when she gives birth, I'm sure someone's going to come in.
Shelly's skipping stories.
Children's Service is going to come in and take the baby.
That's legal. That's fine.
Yeah, you're going to have it boarded.
Yeah, she got it aborted.
Like, she's like 5.5 months. Or
during
six
delivery.
And a half months.
That's fine.
In Orlando.
Florida!
A federal judge struck down a Florida drug law that can... convicts suspects of a drug offense even if they are unaware that the controlled substance is illegal. So in Florida, you can go in and say, I didn't know it was illegal, and get away with it.
Sweet.
So if you eat an orange with plum wine on it, and you get pulled over on the way home, and
you
blow?
Blow a .08, yeah, .08.
A .0004.
I didn't know it was illegal.
I didn't know. I didn't know the orange was loaded.
So all of our listeners out there, Shelley says it's okay as long as you just say that you didn't know it was illegal.
I didn't say it was okay. I said that's what they could do.
Oh. You can do that. Shelley says you can do that.
Weighs
She's
out
the
of
reason.
It with apparently, our special guest host, Shelley.
Apparently the Florida legislature is a little bit up in arms about this because what's going to happen now is there are a whole bunch of cases that are pending that are now in question.
I didn't do it. I
Every
didn't know.
Case. Yeah, I didn't know.
She didn't know the gun was loaded.
Okay, here's an interesting... I thought this was an interesting study.
We'll be the judge of that.
Okay. We have two interesting studies in a row.
If it's not, we'll make it interesting.
I'm looking for the name of the magazine. Oh, no, it's a company called... And it wasn't a publicly funded study. So that makes it a little bit better because it wasn't our tax dollars
doing
this.
So it was corporate.
Yes. Opticant is a self-proclaimed world leader in the field of online psychometric testing. I don't have any idea what that means, but it's forcing me to believe it.
Okay.
Apparently, their study has revealed that Internet Explorer users are generally dumber than Chrome and Firefox users.
Agreed. Just because I use Firefox.
The study found that users of Chrome, Firefox, Safari, and Opera were all slightly above average in IQ test results, but Microsoft Internet Explorer users tended to be slightly lower.
Now, did they mention AOL users anywhere in there?
No.
They didn't even make the grade.
That's
did
they? The bottom of the fishbowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that come on the short bus.
You know what? I've used all of those. I don't use Safari very much.
Now, here's the problem with that.
What? That I've just alienated all our AOL listeners?
No. A friend of mine used to rep basketball shoes for Reebok.
Yeah.
His sales pitch was, you get fewer sprained ankles in Reebok shoes than in Nike shoes.
How did he know that?
Well, if you sell 50 million Nike shoes and 700,000 Reeboks.
Yeah. Proportionally.
You're going to have less sprained ankles.
Right.
Right. So there's 12 bazillion people using Internet Explorer.
Yeah, exactly. The gene pool just happens to just get more...
giant.
Yeah, I was going to say diluted.
You know what that tells me? What? Mark uses Internet Explorer.
Okay, here's the reason. Does anybody
Chrome.
Want to know what
I
the
use
cost,
Chrome, but thanks.
What the theoretical, what their theory is on the reason behind this?
Sure.
Is that Chrome, Firefox, and Opera are generally used by professionals and other assorted geeks, while Internet Explorer is the default option on Windows computers and is mostly used by the inexperienced and those who don't know there are other options.
Right.
In other words, the normal folks.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if that makes any stupider. Like,
well, I gave these people IQ tests.
Hey, my mother's 80 years old and she uses Firefox. She uses it?
Because
my brother and I told her to.
Are these the same people who watch like America's Got Talent?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, you know what? Okay. This is classic. My mom's trying to figure out how to use her TiVo because she wants to download some
Record.
You can dance or something. Or Dancing with the Stars.
Yikes.
I'm like, that's awesome.
Okay. Next study. A new study's come out of Oregon State University.
How much weed can you smoke in a day?
No. The compound sulforaphane, which is found in broccoli.
That's a big broccoli area there.
The substance can actually target certain cancer cells and leave normal cells unaffected.
Really?
Yes. So they are furthering the study to discover what types of cancer cells it can kill and how would be the most efficient way of getting this substance to the cancer cells.
I'm betting to a degree that's true of a lot of green vegetables.
Yeah, but I think that they're looking for a way to target it, make it target specific so that they can actually develop it as a drug to fight cancer.
When my friend Yas had cancer...
Then how do you get off the drug?
He did a test. Did a test for this stuff called Sursphere. And this stuff, it was internal radiation attack. You'd take it like a pill, and it would go in with these little, like, beads, for want of a better term, like little beads of radiation. It'd go in, and it would go right into the middle of the cancer cell and explode. And I'm like... who figured that out? Yeah, exactly. Boom. And it's like, who figured that out? Who made a thing that goes in and only goes for the center of the cancer cell and then shoots these
beads
of radiation inside the cancer cell?
If you took a whole bottle of them, would you just explode?
If you had a lot of cancer. I wondered about that. This thing will go pop. What if you just were like rife with cancer and you took this stuff? It would just explode all over your body at the same time.
You would just spontaneously combust. Shelly, you ready with another story, or should we just keep going here?
No, I'm ready, but somebody's buzzing. It's not me.
Oh.
It's Bruce.
It's over here.
Bruce is buzzed.
Okay, next, in North Seattle.
That's just because we're recording.
Yeah. In North Seattle, Washington, a resident returned home to find that his house was covered in peanut butter and jelly. Even his dog was smeared in peanut butter and jelly.
What?
In addition, someone had thrown up in his daughter's bed.
The entire house?
Large portions of the house. It says in the story, entire house.
Is someone missing who's like a cake decorator?
But his daughter's bed was too soft.
Yeah, so they puked in it. The man's daughter told police that she thinks her friend, who is a known drug user, is the culprit. Because the previous night, he had broken into a neighbor's house and smeared their house with lotion.
It's peanut butter and jelly.
With lotion.
With lotion. They smeared the neighbor's house with lotion.
Oh.
The only item missing from this house, yes, is peanut butter and jelly.
I don't even want to know why he smeared one house completely with lotion.
I don't either.
I don't want to know.
No. All I want to know is, did he leave a big glass of milk?
Yeah, you're going to need it.
With the peanut butter and jelly.
You know what you do? You know you clean that house? Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, you let your dog
house
in.
By releasing a bunch of dogs in
there.
They'll be walking around going.
No barking, though.
You ever done that? Everyone's done that with the dog.
Yeah, no barking.
Take a big piece of peanut butter, give it to them, the dog would be like, because they can't stand not having it. So they lick it, and then pretty soon they're like, they're all done. Peanut butter's all gone. They're like.
My next door neighbor had a dog that was barking, and they were out of town. Their dog was in the backyard. Barks, I threw a peanut butter sandwich over. No more barking. They can't bark at once they get peanut butter on their tongue.
Okay, I got to do one last one.
Okay.
In Helena, Montana, Well, actually, the story comes out of Helena, but it's actually a Billings police officer who was on trial for DUI. She had a slightly elevated BAC. She had a 0.10, and the limit is 0.08. She got off by attacking the breath testing technology that she actually uses. She had her attorney brought in an expert named Paul Miranda, who actually goes around...
Did he write the rights?
No. He actually goes around and does expert witness testimony in a lot of DUI cases because he holds a PhD in chemistry from the University of Montana.
And he's found a way to prove that they don't work.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, he's folks, shown, write that name down in case you are drinking heavily.
What was it, Paul Miranda?
He has shown that based on various factors like the elevation where you are, the body temperature of the person blowing, and various other factors... that if someone is on the borderline of being DUI and not DUI, that it can affect the test. And they can blow a higher DUI or a higher BAC than they would at a lower elevation or
that's
with a different
what
body
I'd
temperature.
Call them at 1-800-NOMO-502.
You know what I do? If I was going to court for DUI,
what?
I'd tell the judge, you better call Paul Miranda. He's the authority on this.
You know what I tell the judge? Huh. I ate an orange after sushi.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
And that's the end of the Boozy News.
Yeah. Now that you've moved the thing, it's all over my microphone cord. The music, what is it? The music stand.
Were we going to talk about how terrific Shelley is?
Well, that was one of the topics that it got brought up, but Sarah said she would have to talk about it. There was,
hold on, I'm putting my equipment away.
We had several things, and I don't remember what they were.
We did. We had a topic thrown out there, and we have all forgotten what it is. So let's just freeze.
My topic was why are old timers so crotchety?
Oh,
you
yeah, old
timers. Like that topic.
Okay, yeah, no, it's, we're not really old timers anymore.
No, but we can still talk about them.
Yeah.
We don't speak for them.
You know, one of the things was when I was young or new, like in Pasadena, they had a meeting called the Old Timers Meeting, and you had to have 20 years to speak. Now, you have to have 30 years to speak. What the hell is that about? Now, suddenly, old-timers are older?
10 years later, the same people want to hear themselves talk.
Bruce was so looking forward to sharing at that meeting.
Yeah, 10 years later, it's going to be, you got to have 40 years to be an old-timer. I'm going to be dead by the time I'm an old-timer, if they keep doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, Shelley, what makes you think old-timers are crotchety?
Because they are. Well, some of them are. Some of
As
them aren't.
In?
It's just they seem to, I don't know whether they've forgotten what it was like or they don't care anymore or they're so far, they've been sober so long that none of it seems to really matter to them or anymore.
It's a good thing we're not throwing out any blanket statements here.
I'm just saying some of them. I didn't say all of them. Why do you always do that to me? You take what I say and you make a blanket statement out of it.
I miss my blanket statement.
I said some, and then you turned around and said that I was making a blanket statement.
Mark?
I'm not getting in the middle of this.
I'm just saying.
She's not saying.
Sheesh. I just think that there's actually something. I have it on my computer somewhere called the Old Timers Prayer. And it's a list of things.
Please don't let me kill the newcomer.
Basically, it's a list of things to try to remember not to do.
You know, the problem with this topic is it takes us back to a discussion we've had so many times on this show.
Which is what?
It's not the same program today that it was when we came in.
That's true.
It's not even, it's barely a shell of its former self.
And watch this. Sarah, what was our topic?
Responsibility.
That's what it was.
See, look how responsible
How irresponsible we all are.
We started talking about crotchety old-timers.
Sarah walked away for like 5 minutes when it was time for the topic.
And we
couldn't
fell
remember.
Apart.
Yeah, we came apart, so we're doing old-timers.
So it's official. Sarah must always be here when we record, or we will never remember the topic.
Responsible old-timers. Responsible crotchety old-timers.
Sarah looks really? So bummed. She's like picking up her keys.
We couldn't remember. We couldn't remember what the topic was.
Yeah.
So, Shelley, how do you want to attack it now?
Because we have old-timers.
We don't have any old-timers. I don't know old-timers in this room.
No, we got old-timers disease.
Old-timers disease.
CRS.
Yeah, a thing where you can't remember anything.
Can't remember shite.
The thing where they let you hide your own Easter eggs and stuff like that. Old-timers.
I don't know. I'm just wondering why do people become so, after a number of years, why do people become so complacent in their program that they're not willing to help, they don't want to be of service, they just basically go to meetings and take up space.
I've seen that. I've seen guys at the Alano Club where the phone rings, they don't want to answer it.
Yeah, but they're
because someone might need a ride to a meeting. I had that when I was new in the meeting, when I was new in the program. These guys would say, answer that phone. I go, why come you don't want to answer it? Because someone will want to ride to a meeting. I'm like, I don't have any gas. And they're like, well, tell them that. I'm thinking, well, that's not very cool. And it was always the guys like Big Book Mac and guys like that with like 20 plus years that were saying that.
Yeah.
And, you know, here we go back to the topic of how, you know, being of service really helps you in your recovery. And then there's all these old timers that don't want to go pick up any newcomers at all the time.
You know what, though? I don't see a lot of that. But I don't go to AA.
Do you sit around an Alano Club?
Yeah,
I don't go to AA.
Sitting around an Alano Club.
I go to CA. And the 25-year guys are all pretty full of life.
Yeah, but they're hard to get a hold of by the average guy calling in somewhere.
Really.
That
I can get a hold of all of them.
Well, you can because you're an old-timer. You got all their numbers.
That's right. I know how to dial all of them on a rotary phone.
Rotary phone.
I remember those. I liked rotary phones. They sounded cool.
Yeah.
Sarah's over here. You can tell Sarah's just like, oh, my God. I just don't like this topic. I just don't like it.
That's because she's a youngin.
Wait till you hear the first part when we were free skating. So, Shelly?
We were skating backwards.
Wait, you keep coming back to me. I've already given my opinion.
Mark?
Yes.
Well, Mark already gave his.
I gave mine. I mean, it's, you know, I know for myself, because we don't want to speak in generalities, because we don't need to get back into that again.
Oh, yeah.
No more blankets.
yeah, Shelly, no.
For myself, I try to be understanding of today's newcomer. I said try.
Wow. I made Sarah laugh.
I said try. I didn't say I was good at it.
Friend,
I said
make
I
a
try.
Ringtone out of that. Someone will call this.
I said try. But let me finish my statement.
Because that's Mark saying that.
Sarah just wet herself. That's really embarrassing.
She's apoplectic. She's apoplectic right now.
But
wow.
The program newcomer
Someone
today.
Check that water bottle she's got.
I know.
Did you have sushi earlier?
No. That orange with plum wine? But
okay.
I just don't find newcomers who show up in the program today that are anything resembling what we were when we came in.
Well, some of them.
Most of them.
Well.
I would say that is largely true. But that does not absolve the old-timers of their responsibility in the program to give back. And it doesn't seem to me that some of
the voice of reason.
That some of the old-timers are not in a position where they are emotionally capable anymore of doing that.
Well, you know...
Well, the problem becomes when do old-timers judge which newcomers they think are ready or not
well,
and then
not
decide
that.
Who they're going to help
It's not even
based
that.
On that.
We have a friend who came into a meeting where there were a lot of newcomers... And he basically told them the truth.
Oh, yes.
And they went back and cried to their counselors that they didn't like that somebody was mean to them. And the counselors decided that nobody comes to that meeting anymore. And this was 17 groups ago that have come through that treatment center.
Yeah.
And they don't come to the meeting anymore because somebody had the nerve to tell them the truth.
Yeah, which is most of you aren't going to make it.
Actually, he did that at two different meetings at that particular center, and they do come back to the one meeting, but they didn't come back to the other.
Well, let me ask you this. Which meeting do they come back to? Because I haven't
the
seen
CA
any of those.
Meeting.
That's funny. I was there the other night.
They come back. They come sometimes. They don't
they
always come
sometimes.
Every time, but they
sometimes.
Come sometimes.
I was going to say, I haven't seen
they
them in a while.
They used to pack the house.
But they never come on Monday.
No?
Well, they don't come anymore because I'm not secretary there.
I'm turning off Mike's mic now.
Wait a minute. Who is secretaries of that meeting
yeah,
now?
Yeah, who are the secretaries of that meeting now?
That would be Sarah and I. And there were quite a few people at the meeting on Thursday. Thank you.
I wasn't there. I don't know. I was actually in a different area, and I called their CA hotline to find out where I could go to a meeting in that area. I called six different numbers because the first place I called... wasn't they have they have CA Inland Empire and they have CA Inland Empire West. I called CA Inland Empire because I was in the Inland Empire. And I finally got somebody after I went through having to listen to like this
form tree.
Oh, yeah. And the guy says, well, you have to go online. And I said, I'm in my car. Well, don't you have internet access on your phone?
I'm in my car. I'm driving.
So after I gave up after literally 30 minutes, because by that time any meeting that was started would have already started.
I went home. Calling shenanigans.
And I went, what? No.
A little while ago, you were dogging AA because you don't go to AA, and they would make sure that, you know, that they'd talk you in or get you over to the meeting. And here you are talking about how the CA guys couldn't even tell you how to get there.
I'm an equal opportunity dogger, man. I'll pick on anybody who.
Okay, so anyway, you go through.
So I go home. And I happen to go up online, and I take a look. I was literally 3 minutes from where the meeting was.
So the guys answering the phone apparently don't have any internet access either. Because these days, yeah. I would think that would be a fairly important thing. Because I've always wondered, like, I've gotten calls when I do hotline calls where I've been here at the house, and I can just go and look something up for them. But I've wondered that.
Let me ask you a question.
During the day, and I take a call somewhere, and I'm driving, and the guy looking for the meeting is driving. What do I tell the guy?
But here, I have a question for you. If you are sitting somewhere where you have access, how many? You're answering the CA hotline.
Yeah.
How many different fellowships have you looked up online to try to find them information?
Well, I've looked up other fellowships for sure.
Uh huh.
Because, you know. CA and AA aren't always the only ball games in town, and you know,
because you're not a crotchety old timer.
And sometimes it's what's closest to where the guy is. You know what? You may be looking for a CA meeting, but you know, I can tell you where there's an NA meeting, or I can tell you where there's an AA meeting if there's not a CA one available. Shelly is chomping at the bit.
Go, Shelly, go.
I just thought that I have a bone to pick with Mark. Speaking of the Thursday night meeting,
with me.
Uh oh,
what
I
do?
Here comes.
Mark blows back into the meeting after umpty years, becomes secretary, changes the whole format of the meeting, then abandons it. It's true. He did.
I didn't change the format of the meeting. I would not have that power.
Well, you were the one who proposed it.
I might have been there as well. Just, you know.
I think the steering committee.
Look, here's the thing. First of all,
but you did abandon the meeting.
I didn't abandon it. I was just there, what, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Oh, 3 weeks ago.
Wasn't I?
That was one time in like the last 2 or 3 months.
I walked in the door and Sarah called on me to share before I even got my seat.
That's one time.
I wasn't
time
even
in
there
like
the for
last the
story.
3 months.
I didn't even know what the reading was about.
Yeah, then you said.
There you go.
About,
well, I did.
Well, I bet it
yeah.
Started off like this.
Yeah. Well, it did.
Hey, and look. Mark helped start that meeting.
Yeah,
I'm
so
just
he
saying.
Should, he should be you there to...
You've benefited for many years from that meeting.
I'm not saying I haven't, but I'm saying that, you know, that he should come and support it. It's his child.
It's his child. In other words, you're trying to exact some child support?
I'm out of here. I'm going to the sushi bar.
Be sure to get lots of oranges.
Yeah. I haven't abandoned it.
So, Shelly?
What?
What is because those aren't your final words on
no.
Crotchety old timers. What are your final words on crotchety old timers with no responsibility?
I think they should get some. I don't think, I'm really hoping that when someday, you know, if God is willing and the creek don't rise, that I become an old timer, that I don't forget that I still have to do service work and that I still have to, you know, interface with newcomers and that I still have to, you know, be compassionate and lend an ear and try to help somebody stay sober. Try to help somebody work the steps.
Shelly, do I fall into your category of old timers?
Crotchety old timers?
Not crotchety old timers, just old timers.
Well, I think anybody, yeah, I guess you do because you're over 25 years.
So.
Oh, thanks.
So.
Bizarre.
Do I go pick people up for meetings?
Yes, you do. I didn't say you were crotchety.
And do I? I know. But you kind of painted old timers with like this broad brush stroke.
I said some, not all. How many times do I have to say that? I said some, not all.
The grumpy factor?
Sarah says Mark is the grumpy factor.
You do have the grumpy factor.
Well,
I try to be understanding of newcomers.
Here we go. Mr.
Grumpy. Sarah's
Mr. Grumpy?
Yes.
What, do you have any final words on crotchety old-timers, Mr. Grumpy?
Give the old-timers a break. They've earned it.
There you go. My final words
would
be... You can't
argue with me, newbie.
...that there are plenty of old-timers that do all the things they're supposed to do with newcomers. There may be some that have been, you know, hardened through repeated things with other people, but I think that probably most old-timers are old-timers because they've done the things that they need to do with newcomers in order to become old-timers.
Did this turn into a 13-step discussion?
Only if they're lucky, old-timers.
And I think there are some old-timers that are coasting.
We don't move as fast as we used to. It's hard to get the engine going.
I think that there's some relatively newer folks.
They're not coasting.
That are judgmental.
They're not coasting. They're just driving serenely.
Shelley.
What?
Are there any crotchety old-timers online?
I don't know any.
You.
Really?
No, he's not a crotchety old-timer.
Who?
Bruce.
No, I'm saying who.
How about
who,
online?
Who? How about online?
Do we have any friends online?
Oh, that one.
Wow.
I thought you were talking about
one?
The other one.
Swing and a miss.
Sorry, I've got a frog in my throat.
Kermit.
Right. InTheRooms.com, it's an online recovery community where you can go and put up a profile, meet some people in the A of your choice, go to online chats and meetings. You can go to Friends of Recovery 101 and listen to our embedded player while you surf the site, and it's all free.
Have you ever heard the Kermit the Frog and Big Bird smoking weed?
Yeah.
Sesame
That's
Street.
Pretty funny. Kermit. I'm Kermit. Big Bird. Mark.
Yes.
Forgetting the Kermit Big Bird thing. Do we have any friends in the... Do we have any friends in the... A city that might be bromosexual?
The bromance? The city of bromance?
The city of bromance.
The city of brotherly love. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Sweet.
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
That would be at the 12-Step Gazette. You can get onto the recovery101.net site, and you can scroll down to the link that says 12-Step Gazette. And you click on it.
Click it.
And then you go to the site, and you can read their fantastically fine publication.
It is.
If you wish to get it emailed to you, they will do so.
They will.
If you wish to get the subscription prescription, they will send it to you via the United States Postal Service.
Or some guy named Flacco on a bike.
Yeah. Throw it wrapped in a rubber band onto your front porch. Anyway, yeah, that's all the ways you can get that. If you, by chance, have an Alano Club or a large recovery center or someplace where the clean and sober or wishful wish to gather, you can contact Bruce, and he will send you some copies to strewn about the place.
Sweet.
If you're interested in a franchise, contact Bruce, and he will set you up and help you to bring the 12-Step Gazette to your own little corner of the world.
Sweet. By the way,
what?
If you wanted to, you could join. It's absolutely free. It doesn't cost anything. You can join the Podomatic website, which is the world's largest podcast server. You can join that site, and it allows you, like, if you listen to us on an embedded player or something, you can't leave comments. Embedded players don't allow that. And iTunes doesn't allow that, at least to go to the Podomatic site. If you'd like to join and get a free account at Podomatic, you can click the like button and the comment button, and it's good for our rankings, even though we are number one. Not the number one recovery show. We're number one, period.
Number one.
Unbelievable. I'm still shocked. I remember when we were damn happy that we were in the top 1,000. And it's due to you, our listeners. Thank you. You can email us.
So we will give you a laurel.
We can email.
And hearty handshake.
A laurel and hearty handshake. If you want to email us, recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com, recovery101radio@hotmail.com, please send us some topics.
Please. Or you have to listen to these again.
And you can join our crack staff by writing to recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. Hello, if you'd like to advertise on this fine, fine recovery program, you can get in touch with us any damn way you want. any way you want it.
Anyway?
That's the way you need it. Oh, see, no one. See, no one's going to jump in there. The peanut gallery. See, the peanut gallery came back with that. Any way you want it.
He's one of your sponsees. He just does stuff to try to make you happy so you don't make him write more stuff.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Shelly, who's the lead on music by?
Kill Devil Rum Club.
Kill Devil Rum Club?
Kill Devil Rum Club.
Kill Devil Rum Club.
Okay. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it. And you're just trying to get Sarah to listen through to the end of the show.
No, she requested it, so I went with it.
Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
I'll take care of you.
Thank God.
Lay my head down by the river, where I go is not where I've been. Sometimes I lay at night, it feels forever. I pray to God this just my end. Turned around, this is what she said. laying in the corner and trying to scrape the wall. Freezing from the side and I'm shivering and cold. I smoke my last cigarette. I'm crawling on the floor. I'm screaming from inside and I don't know. Forever, one time.